Welcome to Friday Night Prayer School. I'm glad you came. Glory be to God. If you open up to John chapter 16 and verse 23. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. John chapter 16 and verse 23. Are y'all there? Well, get there. What are you doing? Sleeping? You ready? You there? Okay, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that you've sent among us that we can learn from him. He is the teacher. He is the guide. He's the comforter, the counselor. He is everything in the earth today. Holy Spirit, you are God in the earth today, and we acknowledge you as such. You are our God. We worship you. We follow you. You are everything. Thank you for this holy written word. And Father, we ask you to anoint our ears, anoint my lips, anoint this time that we may grow up into the real body of Christ and stand the way we're supposed to stand in this day and hour. And you can look on us and say, now those people please me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we've been talking about prayer. Isn't that amazing? Friday Night Prayer School. Talking about prayer. And we're going to learn how to pray effectively every time. Everybody say every time. Not sometimes. Well, one time I had my prayer answered. No. Every single time. How does that sound good?
Yeah.
That every single time you open your mouth and say, Father, you make your connection. And then you pray something accurately according to the word and he hears you. And then you have what you've asked. That sounds pretty good to me. Especially when the Bible says all the promises of God are yes and amen. And maybe. No, they're yes and amen. That means yes and so be it. All the promises of God. Oh my goodness. And it's been made available to us. And we've talked about the Father, right? Remember this? Last several times, at least two times anyway. We know who the Father is now. Who is the Father? He's your Father. He's the Father of spirits. We learned that he's holy, which means he doesn't turn from being holy. He can't. We also learned that he gives you what he has from heaven, which is what? Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, comes down from the Father of lights, and there's no shadow of turning. He can't turn from it. So quit asking him that. If we're going to have effective prayers that are answered every single time, then we're never going to ask him for something he doesn't have. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't ask me for some plague in a bottle. I don't have any. But you ask me for a Bible, I've got several. Happy to give them to you. Same thing with God. Hallelujah. And then we learned that he is in the secret place. That's why he said to go to your secret place when you pray. But do you have to necessarily be in your closet just to pray? No, but we have to make the connection. It's a spiritual connection. And that's why I said we should never, ever use the word Father for anything else. I'm sorry if you've called your father for all of your life. Stop it. You have one Father now, and whenever that word escapes your lips, it goes to one place and one place only. And if you'll do that and designate that word only, then your faith in that word, your faith in the word Father will go to one place only all the time. Do you have a speed dial on your phone? Some people do. They have number one punched into somebody. I don't know who it is, but probably their best friend or their sister or their mother or something. That one thing goes only to one person. And who do they expect to pick up on the other end? That one person. So when you say speed dial, Father, who's going to pick up? His ears are attentive to your prayers because he's your Father, all right? Glory be to God forever. I hope you're ready for this. Because, you know, not like I always do, lay off and be easy on you. Tonight's a good night to be here. Glory be to God. You're like, good, I'm glad I drove 7 hours to get. And I appreciate when you come out on nights like this. Glory be to God. And pull with me, okay? Because this affects more than just you. I'm hoping to use, we're recording this, and I'm hoping to use these CDs to instruct other people who may not be here right now. So when they do come, we don't have to go through this whole thing again. We can just give them the CDs and say, listen to this. Catch up, because we're running fast. You want to run this race? You got a lot of catching up to do. Glory be to God forever. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So pull and believe with me that we're going to be able to get through some of this stuff. Hallelujah. And we're going to be built up on a solid foundation like none other. Hallelujah. And when people need prayer, they'll come to you and you'll be able to make that connection just like that. And they'll go, how did you do it? They'll be asking you to teach them how to pray. Just like the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. Why do you think they asked him that? Because it seemed like everything he asked, he got. It seemed like, man, he prayed and something happened. How come when I pray, nothing happens? Well, there must have been a secret. There must have been a trick. And guess what? You're going to learn it tonight.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, you are. So sit there and get ready. Hallelujah. Buckle your seatbelts. Put your helmets on. Do whatever you got to do. Or just take it. Hallelujah. All right. Are you there? I just keep flipping my page back for. I'm not there.
Yeah, don't do that.
John chapter 16 and verse 23. In that day you shall ask me nothing. What day is he talking about? This day. The day when he's gone. When Jesus died on the cross, paid for your sins, went to hell for 3 days, paid more terrible prices, and then was raised from the dead, triumphant over the death and the grave and the devil and everything else, and was raised and seated in a heavenly place far above all principalities, powers, mights, dominions, and every name that is named. All right? That day, you're going to ask him nothing. Why would that be? I think we're going to find out. Hang on. You will ask me nothing, for verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Now, he didn't say that that would happen in their day, did it? He said it would be our day that we would ask in his name. And the Father would do whatever. Did you see that word? You need to circle that word, whatsoever, and then in my name. And he will give it you. It didn't sound like he stuttered anywhere in there, did it? I don't think he did. Now, if that's in your Bible, you've got a license, my friends. Glory be to God forever. And this is really exciting. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name under heaven. Where is this name?
Here,
he said he gave his name under heaven, where we are, given among men. And it's through this name that we must be saved. And the word saved is that soteria word. It's all inclusive. It means deliverance. It means healing. It means spiritual salvation. It means financial prosperity. It means everything that God has. It's in that name. And where's the name?
Well, the name is on the right hand of the throne of God.
No, the name is here. It's been given among men. He gave the name to men. And he said, when you ask the Father, whatever you ask the Father, what? In his name. So there must be something about being in his name. And this is where I want to get you tonight. If there's one point I want to get you to tonight, is that you are no longer just you. You are in his name. That's the position of prayer that you need to be in. This is the place where you pray from. Now get it. If you're praying from underneath a rock, and you're praying from woe be is me, and you're praying from underneath the problem or underneath the barrel, you are in the wrong place, and forget it. Your prayers aren't going to be heard. Sorry. That's one reason why prayers aren't heard. It's because you're not praying from the right position. You may be even praying to the right person, your Father, which is in heaven. But if you're not in that name, founded in that name, seated in that name, shrouded by that name, with that name on your lips, forget about it. Go pray to Buddha or something. That's how effective it'll be. We'll get you a little wooden idol. You can go and rub its belly or something. Yee-haw. We'll hand them out at the back of the service. If you're not going to do it, I'm sorry. If you're not going to do it God's way, why mess around? Why mess around? Quit wasting my time. Go rub the Buddha belly. Brother, just say it like it is. I am. Glory be to God. So did you get that? There is salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name. No, Buddha's another name. There is no other name. Do you get it? No other name. So forget about it. Well, what about, you know, psychiatric help? That's another name.
But it's under the name of Jesus.
There's all kinds of stupid names out there, and they're all stupid. Sorry. The name of Jesus is the only name given among men whereby you can be and must be saved. Sorry. This is the way it is. And if we're going to talk about effective prayer, you praying and having your prayer heard every time, it must be in this name. It must be in the position of this name. And we're going to find out where this position is and where you are. It's why you're not underneath the problem, whether you think you are or not. Well, I got all these problems. You think you do. Positionally, you don't. Positionally, you are above everything. And when you pray from that position, your prayer is immediately heard. And I'll show you this. Glory be to God forever. Oh, God, help me. Take away this sickness. Sorry, that prayer doesn't get heard. God, thank you for taking away this sickness. I thank you that sickness and disease is under my feet because I'm in the name of Jesus and all things are put under his name. And I command sickness to get off my body. I said I command it to get off my body and I command it to get off of you and everybody else in Jesus' name. The disciples came back and marveled. What? Even the demons are subject to us in your name. Not in their name. Well, in the name of Peter. Come out. I don't think so. Jesus limitedly gave them his name at that time, just showing them what it was going to be like. But they had to believe and know that this name had authority in the three worlds, heaven, earth, and hell. Well, right now we're in earth, and that's good because it has authority in this realm. Glory be to God. And you will never go to hell if you submit to that name. Because you're saved.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God. Don't go there. That's the place you don't want to go. Sometimes you have to be clear about this. So, well, I heard hell's a really good party. Yeah, right. If you can get past the fire and the pain, gnashing of teeth, then maybe... have a good time. Goodness. Glory be to God. Ephesians chapter 1. This name has been given among men. Given among men. Who do you think he gave it to? That's right, people who are in him. People who are in the name of Jesus will be the church. Glory be to God. Ephesians chapter 1. We'll go right down to verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to who? Usward, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above. Everybody say, far above. All principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. He put all things under his feet, which is the church, his body. Yeah. So if you're in him, what's under your feet? All things. Everything, every name that is named. This is talking about when Christ was raised from the dead, he was seated in this position. Does anybody doubt this?
No.
Does anybody doubt that Jesus right now, positionally, is seated in the heavenly places far above all principalities, powers, mights, dominions, every name that is named? We all know this. That seems obvious to me, brother. Does Jesus have a problem with sickness?
No.
Only in his physical body on the earth, is the body of Christ, because they're stupid and they don't get it. But positionally, we all know this, right? Get this. If you can get this, you got something. He's seated in this heavenly place, far above every name that is named. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that he is Lord. Every name. What about rheumatism? Well, no, except for rheumatism. Rheumatism's a name above the name of Jesus. No. There is no. What about poverty? Credit card debts. Is that a name? It's a name that can be named. If it's got a name, it is below the authority of the name of Jesus. And what? Where's this name been given?
Among men.
Among men. Hallelujah. So where are we seated? We're seated with him in the same position in the heavenly places in this name. Not your name, okay? It's his name. So why did he say, in that day you'll ask me nothing? He said, whatever you have asked the Father in my name, he will give it you. Other translations say, whatever you demand in my name, it shall be done. Why could that be? It's because this name is highly exalted. This name. And when you're in that name, all things are subject to you. And the disciples in that day marveled, well, the demons are even subject to us in your name. He told them to go out in the street and heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out demons and tell them the gospel. The kingdom of God's come near in my name. Glory be to God forever. So he was raised from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. So understand, it is in this world. Not only means including this world. Jesus' name has authority. Jesus Christ himself walks in this room. Sickness bows its knee. You understand that, right? Jesus Christ walks in this room, poverty flees like a scared dog with his tail between his legs. Every problem just diminishes and vanishes, and heaven on earth becomes a reality. But he's seated in the heavenly places, and he's given his name under heaven, on earth, among men. This is the position you must pray from. If you don't pray from this position, forget about your prayer being answered. But as you can see, if you pray from this position in His name, your prayers are answered. Does that make sense? When you're praying top down, and if you ever think that you're underneath the problem, it's because you're not thinking correctly. You haven't meditated on this scripture that you're in Him above every name that is named. And not just in Andrew's name or Sharon's name or Alan's name or Rich's name. Not that name. You may be in your own name under the problem. Right? And we see the problem. But in Him, in that name, when you pray to the Father in that name, all things become yours. Hallelujah. Quickly, we'll use one more scripture here. Colossians 2:13. And there's many of these, believe me. But we're trying to be quick. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. It says, and you. Who's the Bible talking to you? It's talking to you. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has He quickened together with Him. He has made you alive, quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Is that good news?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good news even today. Thank God. Hallelujah. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, He took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Verse 15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Glory be to God forever. Read down to chapter 3, verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of the throne of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Your life is hid with Christ in God. You were raised with Him. You were raised with Him. Understand this. You were raised with Him and seated positionally with Him in that same heavenly place. You are far above all sickness and disease. What do you mean? You are in Him far above all sickness and disease. You are in Him far above all poverty and depression. You in Him are far above any need for medication. Well, Jesus needs medication every once in a while. No, in Him. In Him. There is no need for that. In Him, all things become yours. Everything is yes and amen in Him. You want your prayers answered? Every time you're going to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Does that make a little more sense to you now? In from that position. He didn't say that if you begged the Father out of your terrible need. And this people get these from some of the parables that they've misinterpreted. Well, if I just ask the Father and beg Him enough and enough and enough and enough, He'll be like the unjust judge who gives me what I want because of my importunity. That's what the King James says. Because I've bugged Him enough. He just wants me to shut up. He eventually gives it to me. No. In that day, you'll ask me nothing because in that day, you'll be in my name. And you'll ask the Father just like I am now. And He gives you whatever you ask. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, in the position of my name, He will give it you. This is a big bag full of goodies. You're going to have to meditate on it because people don't see themselves this way. And you need to begin seeing yourself as being in him, in that name which is above every name. Why can't sickness come on you and stay on you? Because I'm in his name. And sickness cannot stay on me, just like it can't stay on Jesus. Well, aren't you just lifting yourself up too much? I didn't do this. God did it. God put you there. The Bible says he raised you up and set you in the same place that he set him. Well, you're just being arrogant. No, I'm being scriptural, and you don't like it. Too bad. You would rather be religious. We're just a sinner saved by grace. No, you were a sinner, and then you became saved by grace and seated in the all-powerful name of Jesus, far over and above every possible problem. That's you. Glory be to God forever. You're Jesus on the earth. Get that through your head. Just don't end up in a psych ward of a... I'm Jesus. Well, no, you're not Jesus. You're in Jesus' name. There's a difference. Okay? Because there's a lot of them in there. Hallelujah. That's right. Psych ward is a name. And it's below my feet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. I quoted this already. Luke 10:17 says that the disciples came back and they were excited because the demons were subject to them in Jesus' name. Not in their own name. Remember the guys who tried to cast out the demons, the seven sons of Sceva? They tried to cast out that demon and it wouldn't come out. In fact, it tore them up, beat them up, tore off all their clothes and sent them out of the house. The demon said, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you? But the disciples said it was like they were shocked that the demons were subject to them in Jesus' name. Clothe yourself in that name. It's who you are. It's your authority. That's how you get your prayers answered, is by saying, Father, in Jesus' name. And don't just repeat it like a parrot or something, just because that's what we're supposed to say at the end of our prayers. No, this is your position. And when you realize your position and you pray from that position of authority above the problem, then the problem has no choice but to bow its knee to that name that you are in. Glory be to God forever. Hebrews 4:16. Glory be to God forever. Well, let's start at 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, who? Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession or confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may, maybe, somehow, no, that we may obtain. Why do we go there boldly? That maybe God could shed some mercy on us? No, we go there to obtain. Don't go to the Father unless you're there to obtain something. We're going in his name to obtain. Got it? You need deliverance from something. You need healing from something. This is why we're going. Whatsoever you ask the Father in that name, you shall obtain. Someone who's in great authority. Do they have boldness?
Yes.
Does the President of the United States have a problem coming to the mayor of Old Orchard and asking for something? He's probably going to get whatever he asks. Can he do it boldly? Why can he do it boldly? Because of his position. Your position in Jesus gives you boldness and authority. Your position in the name of Jesus gives you boldness. Why can we come boldly? It's because of who we are in His name. When we don't come boldly, it's because we've not realized who we are in His name. And we come meekly, and we come weakly, and we come whinily, and moanily. Because we're not coming in authority in the boldness. Do you understand? It's when you know what He has given you. Money does this to people. In this kingdom we live in now, in this world, you can see different people. You take the beggar off the street, he doesn't have 2 cents to rub together. Actually, he's looking for enough money to get coffee. He's not bold about anything, except maybe to ask you for money for coffee. But you take multimillionaire people, they're bold about anything. Why? Because they can buy just about anything they need. Well, the car ran out of gas, and well, I'll just buy a new one that's full of gas. It doesn't bother them. You see, there's a difference. What kind of currency do you have before the Father? There is no greater currency. In His name, you're equal with me and equal with anybody else. Does that make sense? You have great boldness when you're in that name. You need to meditate on the power that's in the name of Jesus, because that is your power. That is your authority. That is your position. And so many times we think that we're lowly Lola or lowly Andrew or lowly whoever, and we need something. Well, then go buy it, because you're no longer a poverty person on the street. You have been made a king and a priest, and you can enter boldly into the throne of God, where all provision sits and awaits for you to just demand some, have some. But it's in that name, and it's been given among men under heaven to you. All principalities and powers are subject to who? To you in that name. Every name that is named, sickness, arthritis, whatever, name some names, I don't know. The gout, you don't want that. It's a name. They love to come up with names. If they haven't come up with a name for it, you give it one. And I've got the cure for it too. The name of Jesus. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain. Romans 8:17. Romans 8, we should require people that just get saved to memorize this whole chapter. Romans 8, change your life. In fact, I remember shortly after I got saved, was in the summer, I climbed up in a tree and I said, I'm going to not come out of this tree till I can quote this whole thing. I was up there a while, but when I came down, I could quote it. Hallelujah. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Christ Jesus our Lord, we are more than conquerors. And He gave a pretty complete list there. Death and life. I get a kick out of that. Life can't even bother you. Death can't bother you, and life can't even bother you. It's all subject to you in that name. And when you begin to see that in this name, everything is just a symptom, and it has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus, you are now in the right position to petition the Father and to come boldly before Him. Do you see this? Do you see the position you have to be in to pray effectively? It's not an asking, really. It's not a begging. It's not from underneath the problem. It's from an authority standpoint that is requesting the Father to do something that's your right. It's your privilege. It's a name. It's underneath you. This is the stuff that God gets a kick out of. He's tired of hearing the moanies and all the people that just all they want to do is beg and moan and plead. And if we can just get enough people to pray, if we can just get enough people on the prayer chain to beg God to please heal this person, then maybe God will get up off his throne and do it. No, all he needs is you. You in that name. Somebody calls you up on the prayer chain, just say, fine, the chain ends here. Because I got the name. And this problem must bow to the name. And then they look on your records and they see that every time they send out this prayer chain, it keeps ending right with you. There's no other need because you're the prayer person. Get it through your head. Somebody calls you up, you've got the answer. Why? Because you're seated in the name above the problem. And the Father, when you open your mouth and say, Father, he hears you. Why? Because you boldly enter in that name. No longer. It's no longer Carlene when you're praying. It's Jesus. It's no longer Alan when you're praying. This is Jesus talking. Well, that sounds extreme. I'm talking extreme. It's extreme when you start talking about having every single prayer you pray heard and answered like that. Jesus could do that, but what about, that's what I'm saying. You are Jesus in the earth in his name. And every time Jesus prays a prayer, in that day you'll ask me nothing because I'm, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he's going to do it the same way he did it for me. That's you. Welcome to his world. Yeah. Glory be to God forever. Well, you're just trying to twist people's minds and think that make them think they're Jesus walking on the earth. Well, yes. That's what we are. We do walk around just like Jesus in the earth because that's where his name was given. That's you. And when you pray that way and you think that way and you talk to the Father that way, there is no doubt that that prayer that you just prayed is on the way. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you. I ask you to quicken it to us in Jesus' name. I thank you for making us super effective, supernatural prayer people who have their prayers heard and answered every single time without fail because we are solidly built on your word and we're changing right now into your word, into the image of your word, and we cannot fail in Jesus' name. Amen. When shall we go if we follow on to know the Lord? Shall we grow as we sow and reap from him?
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.